and you took on a high-minded, haughty spirit, a mean spirit. And what's that going to do? Keep trying to make you hate yourself. It's going to make you blow up at your kids when most of the time you're nice. It's going to make you go off the handle and wonder, why am I doing that? Because you still took on the enemy spirit of mean. And so you try to overcompensate for that. You took on scornful and mean. You're trying to overcompensate for the way you handled not hating yourself, which is still going to lead you to kind of hate yourself. Okay, do you understand that one? It's kind of, and I see this like, because everybody's coming from somewhere different. So when I'm preaching this, I got to hit the stuff, or the Holy Spirit is helping me hit the stuff that is yours. So if you don't get it, it's probably not yours. Don't worry about it. But something in all this should have hit, because we'd have been all over the place with this one. All right, now, while we're talking about excuses, this came to me. There's a word. God is so extremely cool. He is so cool. I can't even get over how cool he is. Something happened the other day, and it was this thing where my visionary stuff that I got to get some structure to. I was just saying, you know, okay, if we do this, then we don't have to do this, and you don't have to come in. And next thing I know, it seemed as if I gave more time off than should have been given off to some people at the ministry. And anyway, it just, one person, because of stuff in their past, just seemed to be taking advantage. There's only one guy here, so I guess I blew that one. But George's like, I don't care. I can't wait to get free. I've been waiting 2 days. And so I would call one person and say, oh, I guess I told you guys had what, these 2 days off? And they're like, no, Cindy, you gave us that day off last week, and that would be taking advantage of you. I'm not doing it. And then the other one's like, you know, I really don't mind coming in. I got lots to do, even though you said that. And then the other one was like, well, you gave that to me off. You already gave him that off. And it was like, okay, you know. But I felt used. I felt like I was being taken advantage of. And so I was like, God, what is this? Because I know it's something in me for me not to have grace with this. And anyone who really knows me knows I don't have any trouble. I'm not an Ahab kind of leader. If I want to say, okay, you don't show up, you know, let's see what happens. But, and I don't do power struggles because I don't have to. But God is in charge. So it's not like I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm so sorry. You know, it's more like, Lord, what is going on inside of me that I don't have authority here? Because I want to see this, because I want everything out of me. And this was really bothering me. I didn't have grace for this. And it was kind of a misunderstanding. It wasn't any kind of big deal. But it's all a big deal, because the things that are in our heart, God wants out, because they're going to affect more than your temporary situation. And so listen how cool God is. I had that book, the one I was telling you about, the motivational book, and they sent it to me free. I didn't buy that book. Somebody sent me that book. Amazon just sent me that book. It's probably because we bought all those other books and all the other books, and they must think I'm a bookstore or something. So they sent me these free books. So the book is sitting there. I hadn't even looked at it. And the Holy Spirit says, well, first he used that book to answer something else I was asking about a week before. But then I was sitting there going, God, there's got to be a word for this. There's got to be a word for this. What is this thing that it's like comes up with an excuse to not have to work? It's like an excuse. You know, what is this thing? And I said, if I could just find it in the dictionary, because I couldn't wrap, you know, my brain around exactly what was happening. Because this person, Jordan, he's a hard worker. He's very technical. He's here all the time. He's dependent. He's always the last one out the door. I mean, it's just amazing. And so you couldn't say he was lazy, you know. And we've talked about lazy a little bit. Actually, I was going to read some of the scriptures about this, because all of this is part of that self-hate rejection thing. So I asked, I know we got to get to this. I don't want anybody leaving before we do the inner healing. So anyway, the Holy Spirit said to me, if I really hear the Holy Spirit, it's really cool to hear God. And I said, God, help me, you know, find this thing. What is it? And the Lord said, go to that new book got you and go to page 92. So I'm like, okay. So I went to the book, and on page 92, it was talking about the visionary type that I am. And it says, and they really have low tolerance for people who are, who lower L-O-I-T-E-R, loiter. Loiter. So I thought, loiter, that's a strange word. Let me look that word up. So I looked up loiter because I have one of these old dictionaries right in my guest room. I do everything in my guest room, right by the bed in my guest room. Actually, my dog uses it to walk up on the trunk and get up on the bed. So I pull and I look under loiter, and it had the word I-N-D-O-L-E-N-T. Indolent? Indolent. I thought, that's a strange word. So I looked up indolent. And one thing it said in the other dictionary, it didn't say in this one, was one who wants to avoid work. One who wants to, they make excuses to avoid work. So I thought, oh my gosh, this is it. And it's about being idle or slacked or slothful. And then you have all these other scriptures on being slothful. And I'm not going to get into it today. I think we actually have a whole tape on being lazy back there. But you're supposed to look at the ants and how they just do all these things. And like I said, in this situation, this person wasn't lazy. But God showed me there are areas where he avoids what he considers work. And work is the things that he doesn't really want to do or things you tell him to do. And this is a habit he took on. And there's also was an excuse-making thing. And so, and it was an automatic. I know before he really started walking with God, he probably had a really strong lying spirit. Because it would be, he would have the excuse before you even finish asking him something. I mean, there was like no way he stopped and thought about it. There was no way he asked God. It would just be right there. I mean, and then you'd have to dance around the excuse. And I'm a problem solver, so I'd solve the excuse. And so I called Jordan and I said, Jordan, and I started, he goes, I want to get it out. I've known something was going on. Well, he judged his dad. Because I said, when you were growing up on the farm, did they make you do too much work? And so you tried to avoid it? That's what I did. Not that my parents made me do. We did anything we could to not help my mom. So if mom said, do the dishes, we would come up with homework to do. We'd be out the door as fast as we could. I mean, we would do a lousy job on purpose so she wouldn't ask us to do it again. We would actually bug my mother so much that she would kick us out of the house, me and my sisters, because if we didn't want to clean on Saturday morning, we would make it so unbearable for her that she would say, she'd finally scream and tell us to just leave. And we'd leave like, terrible. But that's why I didn't have authority over it. But the Lord showed me too, this avoiding something. It's running to leisure to avoid something. Okay, so first of all, running to leisure is a counterfeit of entering into the rest. See, God has this awesome place where there's no such thing as work versus leisure. It's all the same. God, I want to be doing what you're doing. Today, I went and had my nails done and my hair done. And it was so cool. I hate having, I won't say hate, that's a strong word. I don't really like having my nails done or my hair done. I don't like sitting around. It's not my thing. I am a very active person. I just don't sit around much. And if I am, I'm actually working on something on the computer or talking to somebody. Even when I'm talking to somebody, I love the Bluetooth. I can actually shop, do a deliverance, do an inner healing, get all of my groceries, get them home and put up and have dinner ready by the time my husband gets home without even thinking about it while I'm preaching on the phone. I mean, the best way for me to exercise is if I can talk to somebody while I'm doing it. You can ask Edie. I can go 3 miles without even stopping talking and not even know we exercised. But if I don't have anything to say that's ministry-wise, otherwise I don't talk about other stuff. It's so boring to me anyway. So for me to get my nails done and my hair done, especially my nails done where I always get the nice Oriental person who speaks almost no English. And then when you can't understand them and you're like, and they still talk like you understand them. And you're like, finally, you just like, you're praying. You're not saying Buddha's great or something. You know, you're just praying. You're not agreeing with something wrong. But, you know, you said, what? Don't get it. So today I go in. Let me say, God is so in charge. I love him. He's so cool. I went yesterday to get them done, my fingernails done, and there was a line, and I didn't feel like waiting an hour, because once they start, it takes about an hour for the next person. And so I came back here and never got back down there. So I went in today, and I made an appointment, but I thought the lady who answered the phone was going to do my nails, because I don't like a man holding my hand for an hour, okay? Except my husband. And that, an hour, that would be stretching that too, but I just don't. Anyhow, so I've been married 30 years. I mean, add up all the time together. It's been good. Anyhow, so Cindy, behave. All right. So I go in today, and there's this man, and I could tell he was like, oh, I said, oh, I'll come back later, because I just don't like men doing my fingernails. It's like, they're nice and everything, but, you know, I just, it's not my thing. So it shouldn't be your thing. So, and the Holy Spirit's like, just stay. And I'm like, all right, you know. I said, just make sure, you know, because the lady, when she does it, they rub your arms. I said, he better not rub my arms, Lord. If he rubs my arms, I'm smacking him. There's been no arm rubbing around here today. It's not my thing. I really live a holy life, okay? You don't ever, you know, by God's grace, have to worry about finding out some deep, dark secret about me, okay? I've already told you everything. And it's under the blood. Praise God. So anyway, I'm like, oh, Lord. So this guy, though, he speaks really clear English. I witnessed to this guy the whole time. I even told him about the thing with James. I even did an inner healing, kind of snuck it in, told him about the vision seeing Lauren. I mean, at times I thought he was going to burst out crying. I mean, it was so awesome. It was the fastest hour of ever doing my nails since I started. And then the same thing when I went to get my hair done, which took an extra hour because I start ministering to her. She's going through a divorce. And so I just started talking to her. And I mean, it was cool. And she was so down when I first got there. And I just came in and started encouraging her and praying for her and talking to her about God and talking to her about everything, Oprah, everything. And by the time I left, she's hugging me. Thank you so much. And I thought, God, that's so cool. See, some people would think, whatever you want, some people would think, I guess, getting it done is leisure. I'm not the pampering type. I mean, I would have had a really hard time being, who was that lady? Esther. You know, stick me around in some bubble bath or something for a year. This would be horrible. I mean, you know, yeah. Let me go clean. Let me go do something, please. But the thing is, it's so cool because to God, there's no difference. Now, I didn't say, oh, man, I didn't work my hours today, and what am I doing? I don't live in that zone. I don't live in that zone. I live in a place where I just do what God wants me to do. I don't try to make anything happen. I didn't force a witnessing. You know, it just kept coming. It was actually, God was telling me, tell him about this. I'm thinking, God, this man's going to think I'm crazy. And I'm asking him all this personal stuff, like, you know, because he's part American, part Vietnamese. And I'm like, I said, so, you know, did your dad stay, you know, stay with your mom in Vietnam all those years? Oh, no, he was gone. I said, so you grew up without your dad? I said, that must have been hard. Weren't you persecuted for being part American? He goes, oh, it was horrible. He says, they wouldn't let me go into school. I wasn't allowed to get a job. He said, Reagan got all the American GI kids out of there. Oh, what an awesome God. And he's almost crying. And I'm saying, you know, God just really loves you. And then I started, the Lord said, tell him this. I said, God, you know, I said, well, tonight we're doing this thing on God's unconditional love. And I said, you got to go see yourself where you thought God hated you. And you got to love yourself. And you got to embrace yourself. I said, this man's thinking, what is this woman talking about? So the cool thing is, whatever you're doing, when you get free from this avoiding work, there's nothing to avoid. I want to be in your will, God. I want to be in your will, God. I want to be in your will, God. See, we have to get totally out of this love with conditions thing. Because I was thinking, whenever I did something, that it would still kind of try to be there a little bit. If I was doing something that I enjoyed, the enemy tried to make me not enjoy it. And God gave me this scripture, and you guys can look it up, but it says, Paul says, everything is permissible to me, but not everything is profitable. Now, he's not talking about sin. So let me put this. This is a news flash, okay? Get this one. This is going to help some of you. News flash. Everything that is not sin is permissible. Isn't that good? So if you have condemnation or thought you shouldn't be doing this or thought that you should be doing something else, guess what? That's the enemy. That's the enemy. Everything. Now, does that mean pornography is permissible? No. Does that mean drinking alcohol is no. Anything that's sin that the Bible says these people will not be in heaven is not permissible. But everything else is, like going to the park, going shopping, going to the beach, talking to your kids, listening to music, watching TV, if it's not sinful. What God wants us to get to is a place to say, okay, God, thank you that I can do this, but can we make it profitable? Or he wants to just, he doesn't want it to be a work. Do you understand what I'm saying? We've got to get free from works. I mean, the Lord was dealing with me about some stuff, I won't get this personal yesterday, of this thing still trying to stop me from just doing what I want to do and being who I am and trying to make me feel bad about that, or trying to bring in, you need an inner healing for wanting to do this or whatever. And God just broke me out of that, and it just broke me out of that and said, everything is permissible. Now, this is things that's not sin. If your shopping causes you to get in debt, the shopping's not the sin. The debt is the sin. You can buy everything you want if you have the money. And then as God gets a hold of your heart, what you want to buy is going to change. All of a sudden, you'll want to spend your money on what he wants to spend the money on. Okay, so does that help everybody too? Because we just got to get free. Everybody's so bound. That one just bothered a lot of you. A lot of you hate the thought that you actually are free to do stuff you like to do, like go to restaurants, eat out, you know. It's okay. It becomes a sin when it comes into a spiritual problem. You can eat anything you want, but it's not. But when it comes to a point of attacking your health, now it's sin. If it's gluttony and meeting a need that only Christ should meet, it's sin. All right? So I could go on and on. All right. So excuses are anything that you hide behind instead of going to the cross. Break through that. Break through that. When we pray tonight, we'll pray for this lazy thing. Anything of avoidance. Anything of avoidance is you don't need to avoid anything. You need to straight out just say what you want to say. You need to tell the truth in love. You need to walk above this darkness with all of this. All right? Does that make sense to everybody? Okay.